today's episode. I am excited to be here. So really weird. It's 6:50 on a Saturday night and I was making my dinner and then all of a sudden I was like, I need to go and record a podcast. And so here I am and my dinner is still sitting. I had to wait until my rice finished boiling so I could actually leave. But my food is still sitting in the kitchen. I haven't eaten it yet because I got this nudge, download, whatever, to go and record a podcast episode. So I did it. I'm here. I decided to follow the nudge because this is kind of how stuff happens in the energetic world. You've got to follow those nudges. And so the way that I see this is that the reason I was given that kind of nudge just now is because I have a message. A message is about to come through that someone needs to hear. And what I have learned, oh my gosh. All right. Okay. One of the biggest lessons, I've learned actually quite a lot of lessons, especially recently. One of the biggest lessons I have learned, and okay, so this thing I've been told, and I know you've been told it a million times too, is to take action as soon as that the intuitive hit comes. Like take action as soon as you come up with that idea, as soon as you come up with something that you desire, take action immediately. Take action, do something. In the direction of, that goal, something. And the reason this is this way is because, and this is how I view it, the universe, okay, so ideas are separate to us, right? Ideas are, I see ideas as things external to us. I don't necessarily believe that the idea originates from inside our brain. I think that ideas are separate to us, energy. They're types of energy, and energy that we can't perceive of because we're humans and we have limited abilities to be able to perceive things. Like out of everything that there is in the universe, everything that exists, all the types of energy that exist, everything, blah, 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 all the stuff, we cannot perceive of most of it. It's just our limited human senses. We just can't. And that's a scientific fact. Like there is so much that we just can't perceive of. So I believe that ideas are the same thing, right? And so ideas are energy floating around in the universe and then they come to you or the universe gives you an idea or a desire. And when with that, that energy that comes at that point, that energy also carries momentum. So it's activation energy, right? So when you start a car, there's a certain amount of energy that needs to happen for the ignition, right? For the engine to actually start, for the combustion reaction to occur. I think I used all the right words there. Anyway, there is a certain amount of energy that is required for combustion, and that's called activation energy. So it's kind of the same thing with ideas, right? They come into your head and they carry a certain amount of energy. And in order to move forward, start moving forward, that you have to grab hold of that energy. And when you don't, when you get an idea and you sit on it, and you, I'm sure you've experienced this, and you sit on it for a little bit, you feel that energy dissipate. So maybe even like a couple of hours later, you notice, oh, I don't really feel as strongly as I did about that thing. Or maybe it'll take a day or two of not doing anything. And then you'll feel like, oh, yeah, I guess I don't really want that anymore. Or I don't feel as excited about that anymore. Like that's the worst when you get an idea and you're so, so, so excited about it. And then you don't do anything with it because you're scared or you're not sure what's going to happen. It's mostly that you're scared. Like, let's face it. The only reason that we actually don't do shit is because we're scared to do it. Some type of fear has popped up, some type of resistance, whatever. So yeah, when you don't take action because of that, isn't it shitty when, yeah, that excitement just dissipates? So big lesson I've learned recently is to act on this stuff immediately. Just act on it. Trust it. Trust, 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 trust. And it's this trust that's going to get you it's going to attract your desires and your goals to you, rather than you having to push towards getting it. Does that make sense? I hope so. So that's why I decided to record a podcast episode at 7 o'clock at night, why my dinner is going cold in the kitchen. And everything that I just said actually ties like right into what I was saying is what I want to say is about resistance and thinking about resistance, because I've had a very interesting week this past week, and it's been a quantum shift week for me. Definitely the past week has been like a huge up level in my mindset and my beliefs and my decisions and what I have decided I am available for and how I have decided that things are going to work out for me and who I'm going to be and the role I'm stepping into and the level that I'm stepping up to. So yeah, I've really learned a lot about taking action when those intuitive nudges come through and resistance, because from my experience, and I think everyone experiences quantum shifts and up levels and changes in belief systems and their thought structures and new neural pathways connecting, is people deal with them differently and like have a different experience going through these things. And I've had some other friends who are going through, like, it's actually weird. Some of my friends that I speak to very regularly, it's like we're all on the same kind of wavelength, as we're all going through this up level and this quantum shift at the same time. And they've been experiencing similar things to me. So I guess the way that I kind of experience it, and the reason that I want to tell you this, is so that you can understand what it is like when you're feeling fear, and like talk you through how to get through it and what it all means, and like getting to the other side and what the other side actually is. So for me, let's just talk about this like quantum shift experience. So it kind of started as a low, like I think I spoke about it in my podcast episode the other day, actually, Mindset to Manifest, which I've been getting really good feedback on. But anyway, so explained in that one that it was like, I kind of went through this like low period. Well, not period. Okay. It just had a day. And then I asked the universe for guidance. I asked the universe for guidance, and I got that guidance in the form of friends, like YouTube videos, books, all this stuff just started like popping up, coming my way, all telling me the same thing. All right. So I listened to it all. I learned what was coming to me. And then the week after is like the implementation and the shift week. And what I experienced that was like, all right, so I have completely shifted how I believe things work, and that's my power, that's my free will to do, and that's like completely up to me, and that's how reality works. I can decide what I want to believe, and then reality bends to fit that mold of my belief system. And the same thing is for you too. Like, reality will shift and mold to fit your belief system, and whatever you believe is true is exactly what is true. So what's true for you isn't necessarily what's true for me, and vice versa. But for me, I went through this whole week of like belief shifts and up levels. And then with that comes a little bit of adjusting. There are some adjustment days when all the new beliefs and thoughts and neural pathways and connections and energy shifts and changes are like occurring and setting and settling in. And then I don't want to say it's like, I don't want to put any negative spin on this, but there are some days where it's like kind of a step back. And I think that's just an alignment, like a realignment day. But there have been some days this past week where I've been like, oh God, what is happening? Like, what am I doing? Am I even doing the right thing? What is all this stuff? What is all this thoughts? And that came directly after a day of like, feeling like I had cracked the code. I was like, fuck yes, this is it. I have finally push through to that next level, and I'm on that next level, and this feels so good and so right, and I knew this was going to happen, and I knew this was for me, and I can see what is up at my next level now, and I know that is mine, and I know I'm going there. And then the next day was kind of like a step back and a little bit of resistance. And like, oh my God, what am I doing? What was I thinking? Like, that seems so far away. How can I even get there? And so I did actually quite a lot of work on this. And this is all part of the quantum shift kind of process for me personally anyway. And you can take what you need from any of this. If any of this resonates with you for your experiences, then like take it on board. So doing a lot of work around this kind of stuff and like figuring out my beliefs. And then I would have those negative thoughts of like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? And like, that seems so far away. And then it would snap back into like, hang on a minute. I get to decide. I get to decide if that goal is far away. I get to decide if that's hard. I get to decide if I'm going to feel resistance or nervous or anxiety or whatever, fear around whatever it is, sending out an email, telling people about how I'm changing the things with my Mindset 101 course. Like, I get to decide how I feel about that. And so what I wanted to really convey to you guys is the idea and the, it's not even an idea, it's a fact that you get to decide how you feel. So what I realized was the reason that these fears kept on popping up and this stuff kept on coming through was because I think those neural pathways were so used to firing about being doubtful or being scared of a particular thing that it was a habit, right? Even though I was like, I don't believe this thing is true. I don't believe that this is scary. I don't believe that whatever it might be, that I am not going to make money. I don't believe those things, but those thoughts were still coming up in my head. And so what I decided to do, and then what was like the thing that flipped the switch and didn't allow me to go down in that negative thought spiral, because it's really, really easy to go down in that negative thought spiral when you're in these things. And then this is where also like taking responsibility for your outcomes comes into play, is you really have to pay attention to these negative spirals. And like, if you're kind of getting in it, this is what's going to push you away from the things that you're attracting or the things that you're pulling toward you, your manifestations, these kinds of things, is like taking a stepping back from that quantum shift, because like you've unlocked the door to that next level, right? And you've felt what it would feel like to achieve all the things that you want to achieve, right? Like you get into that vibe and you feel it and you're like, fuck yes, this is so good. I did it. Like you're literally like, oh my God, I did it. I fucking created this thing. And even though like maybe it's not in your physical reality just yet, but like you can get into the vibe of that. But if you let those negative thought spirals come in and take hold and like run your life again and keep you back in that same place, then you're not going to be able to stay in that next level that you've gotten, right? You need to keep up the energy and hold on to the new beliefs. And the way to do this is to, for a few reasons, there's a few ways to do this. Affirmations. So seriously, I've written like 5+ pages of notes recently, like affirmations in my journal, like so many, whatever comes to me. If I'm watching something on YouTube, if I'm reading a book, whatever it is, if something pops into my head, I am just like writing it down. And then I'll repeat them and keep repeating them and keep repeating them and keep repeating them. And then I'll like say them to myself when I'm in bed, when I'm falling asleep, like ingraining these thoughts and ideas into my brain until they become the new neural pathways, that my brain chooses those thoughts first before like deciding to go back to the old stuff. And this is how you get through the resistance. Something like pops up, like I'm scared of this, I can't do this, I whatever this, like no, I can do this, I have decided that this is how my reality goes. Like, I've spoken about this a couple times and I talk about this on Instagram a lot, but making the decision is the thing that gets you to, that gets the thing that you want to you. Like, that is it. When you decide that you are available for that next thing is when it comes to you. When you can say to yourself, this is it. This is the thing. This is what I desire. It's not going to be any less. I'm not available for anything less. I am that old me was great and she got me to a great point, but, and I'm so, so grateful for everything that she did for me and everything that she got for me, but I'm not available for that anymore because I'm at the next level and I decide that I'm at the next level. So I decide that I'm not scared to hit that Instagram live button. I decide that money comes easily to me. I decide that money comes to me from unexpected and expected sources. I decide that I believe and I know that money is an unlimited resource. And for some reason, I feel like I need to talk about money right now, so that's what I'm going to do. Money is energy. Literally, money is an unlimited resource. Money is getting printed every single day. It is unlimited. It's more unlimited than like all the other stuff that we have that's like limited resources, right? Like, I don't need to explain the difference between limited and unlimited. It is unlimited. More and more and more and more keeps getting printed. Money is energy. So when you can become an energetic match for the money that you desire, that is when the money will come to you. When you can decide that you are not available for anything less than what it is that you have decided you're after. If you want to make $10,000 a month, if you you can decide that you are not available for anything less than $10,000 a month, and you can get into the vibration of earning, making, creating, attracting $10,000 a month, like feel it. Know that it's yours. That is when it comes to you. And I spoke about this in the last episode too, about like deciding when something is real and when you label something as real. Like, when you can think of something in your head, when you can like create a thing in your head, you have the ability to feel into that thing. You have the ability to feel it whenever you want and to be it whenever you want, as opposed to like waiting for it to come into your physical reality. And the example that I gave in the other podcast episode was, when does a painter decide that his painting is real? He thinks something in his head, he decides on a painting that he wants to create, he has a vision in his head, he knows what it takes to get it there, he knows the colors, he sees it in his head. He doesn't walk up to a blank canvas and say, there's no painting, I don't have a painting. He has a painting, it's in his head, it's there. He already has it. He can feel it. He's already excited for what he's going to create. He gets to feel it now. And the same thing for you. You get to feel it now. So decide that what it is that you desire, feel it now. And then whenever something else that comes up that gets in your way, it's a fucking lie. Any fear, any belief, anything that gets in your way is a fucking lie. And who told you that you have to believe that? The negative stuff. Like, why do you have to believe that you're scared of something? Why do you have to believe that something is hard? Who told you had to do that? Who told you? Why? Why do you need, like, there, I can't think of a reason why you would have to believe that. Like, have to. Who says you have to believe the fear? Who says you have to believe that? Like, I can't fathom that in my head. So you can choose. You can choose not to believe it, and you can choose something else. You can choose to believe that it's positive. And even if that feels like a little bit weird for you, that's okay. Like, it might feel a little bit weird until the neural pathways for that belief are like fully cemented and created, and then your brain goes for that first. So here's what you do when you're feeling like resistance around a goal, or what it is you want to work on, or what it is that you're achieving. Okay, so say a fear comes up, right? Let's use a $10,000 a month, for example. Say a fear comes up. I you've decided, you're like, okay, $10,000 a month, I'm going to do that. And then a fear comes up, is like, well, I've never done that before. Well, you can't do that before. You can flip that around and you can change it. You can say, all right, nope, I'm not going to believe that. And then you're going to get into the vibration of that $10,000, right? Because this is how manifestation works. You need to get into the vibration, into the energy of what it is that you desire. So if getting straight into the energy of creating $10,000 a month is not super easy for you, like you can't just switch in there, that's okay. Eventually you have to practice. Like, think about this. Is there anything, there is an area in your life where you have standards, where you have expectations, where you know that you're going to be able to achieve something, where you don't even question it. You don't question it. You don't question your ability to drink a glass of water because you know that you can do that. You don't question your ability to tie your shoelaces ever because you know you can do that, right? So I don't really know where I was going with that point, but apparently I needed to talk about it. Now I've lost my train of thought, but it had something to do with getting into the vibration of what it is that you desire. So I'm talking really fast right now and I'm actually like, my hands are sweaty because, like this, I don't even know really exactly what I'm saying right now. It's all just kind of coming out. So the way that I like to do it is immediately the first thing is like, no. I don't believe that. That's a lie. I didn't decide that. And then I'll say the opposite of what I have decided, or the opposite of that thing, or I'll say what I have decided. So I have decided that this $10,000 a month or whatever it is, it can, like, I'm just using this because this is the first thing that came to my head. But if it's a new job, if it's a relationship, if it's whatever it is, a car, apply the same principles to your goals. So no, that's a lie. That's not my reality. That's not how this goes for me. I get to choose my reality. I get to choose how the world reality bends and shapes to fit my beliefs. I believe that it is possible. I believe that there is someone out there who needs this. I believe that I have it in me to create that. I believe that people need what it is I have to offer. Whatever, and then, like I said, you're fitting this, saying this all to fit what it is you need. Then the next thing I like to do is think about the end goal. All right. And for some people, like, visualizing is really, really easy. So you can visualize it. And if that helps you really, really feel into the goal and feel into the achieving of that goal, like exactly how you're going to feel when it happens. So my guidance here for you is, what will you see, hear, and feel when it happens? Like, what will you see, hear, and feel? Oh my God, I fucking did it. Oh my God, I can see all the notifications coming in on my phone. I can see that extra money in my bank account. Holy shit. Holy fucking shit. I did it. And I did it with my mind. I went there in my mind and then I made it happen in reality. Oh my God, I'm a fucking magician. Like, you can, so that's one way I like to do it. And then the next thing I like to do is a thought ladder. And I don't know exactly, I've heard a bunch of people talk about this kind of thing. So I don't know who I specifically got it from, but like someone. But what I like to do is a thought ladder and just be like, okay, what would it be like if I had $10,000? Well, then I would feel really good and like I would see the money in my bank account and I would be really, really excited because then I would be able to go to the grocery store and I would be able to buy all the organic groceries that I like. And then I would be able to go to the mall and I would be able to buy all the stuff there that I want. And then I would be able to pay off this money that I owe. And then I would be able to take my friends out to dinner and like whatever it is, like do a thought ladder and like get it bigger and bigger and bigger. And then, and always talk about your feelings too. Like, and then I would feel so good. I would feel so excited. And like I did it and I made it happen and I knew it was possible for me. And I'm so, so, so excited and so grateful because I did it and I know I can do it. And I'm so excited to share this with other people and help other people do it too. And just kind of go on your thought ladder, whatever way it is for you. Like, the point here is to get really, really, really into the feeling of what it is that you desire. And the honesty here and the true thing about resistance and feeling resistance towards doing something is, one, like, it's a lie. It's not true. You don't have to believe the resistance and the feelings that come up. Like, you, one of the things I was feeling resistance towards today, I was walking around my kitchen and then I was like, actually, hang on, wait. Oh, I actually have no resistance to that. I don't have any resistance to that. Like, I had been convincing myself earlier in the day, like, oh my gosh, this is scary. Oh my gosh. And I was like, but why is it scary? Why? What am I even scared of? It's not scary. I'm not scared of it. I have just decided I'm not scared of it. So make the decision that it's a lie. It's not true. Like, and go with that. And that, it might sound like, oh, that's too good to be true. No, but it isn't fucking too good to be true. It fucking works. So decide what it is that you want and how you want to feel and how you want it to go for you. And if you decide that things are going to be hard, they're going to be hard. If you decide that things are scary, they're going to be scary. And also the other thing here is to do it regardless. Do the scary thing regardless of the fear. Like, that also is that using fear as a reason, as an excuse to stop you from doing something is ridiculous. It's absurd. And now, okay, I say this, and I've been scared of doing things before, but I was being fucking ridiculous. Like, I know that it's a thing that people go through, but it's a lame-ass excuse. And if you're going to keep making those excuses and letting the fear stop you, then you can't blame anyone but yourself for not getting through it. And there's no easy or nice or polite way to say this, and I'm not going to sugarcoat things here either. You just have to do it. You have to get through the resistance and get through the fear and move past it anyway. So I think that's all I had to say for this. Interesting, interesting episode. But I hope you liked it. It's sometimes like this kind of stuff comes to me and I talk about it and I feel like I'm talking really, really fast and really, really loud, and like, I don't know, it's weird when this kind of stuff happens. It's like not me. It doesn't feel like me talking, which is also really weird, and I can't believe I'm actually explaining this to you, because you all probably think I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. Or maybe I'm crazy. I actually don't really care. I'll be as crazy as I want to be. But yeah, I'm really passionate about it, and I'm really, like, I've been through it all. I've been through the scary stuff. I really, really have. And I listened to it for so long. I listened to the scary stuff and it still comes up, but I decide to do the scary stuff anyway. And I have faith and trust that whatever it is I am feeling called to do and passionate about is exactly what I'm meant to be doing. And it's the same for you. Stuff, it can be scary. It can be. And if it is, well, if it is, then that's your decision for it to be scary. Like, you can decide the complete opposite if you want. Like, that's the truth. You can decide for it not to be scary. But if you're not at that point yet, you can decide to do the thing anyway. Even if you are scared, you can still do the thing. No one has ever said that you have to listen to those fear and scary and resistance thoughts. No one is telling you that you need to listen to them. I can't imagine who would say that. Or maybe if you have people tell, no, but no, you get to decide. So no, you get to decide what you do and what you listen to and what action you take. That's up to you. And I don't also have just lost my thought there, but apparently that was an important thing to say. So I'm going to go and get my dinner, and I am super excited. Also, don't forget that the Mindset 101 course price is going up probably. I'm just going to say it's going up on Thursday because I don't know what time this is going at. It's currently $33. It is transitioning into a live program, which is going up to $444. So if you purchase it by Thursday at the $33 price, you get in there at $33, and you don't have to pay anything extra for the live stuff. After Thursday, it goes up to $444. So jump on that. I'll leave all the notes in the description stuff and everything. And I hope this episode was useful for you. It was an interesting one for me to record, which is weird. You know what? Since this like big quantum shift up level thing that's been happening for me lately, I have been really recording some really interesting stuff and like had some really, really interesting downloads from the universe to talk about and like when to do stuff. And I'm listening to it. I've decided I'm listening to them. So yeah, that's it. I hope that this was useful for you. And don't forget to send me a message on Instagram and let me know what you thought. And have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something that you can begin to implement in your life right now. If you did enjoy this episode, I would absolutely love if you left me a review in iTunes so that we can get the podcast in front of more people and share the message. And don't forget to head over to my website to sign up and get all the free content I've created for you to help you on your manifestation and transformation journey. There's so much for you to enjoy, and I'm so grateful to be able to share it with you.